this time around, it's Mr. Ed Riddell's turn up. And Eddie, as always, I love it. You have a great take on combinations of technologies.
Well, it was a little bit of snarkiness or tongue-in-cheek in some of these. But, you know, we'll go with... You know, I was thinking about the merging of technologies and drones and those robotic floor sweepers. What are the Roombas?
The Roombas.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine, like, you could, like, dust the cobwebs off the ceiling and get those crevices and corners.
I love it. So you would put a drone, mate a drone with a Roomba.
Yeah. Why not?
Look out the canary.
Well, you know, this is the year of the drones, basically. But then the FCC, or was it the
FAA.
FAA, right. Aviation, okay. Basically has put a kibosh on a lot of it. You have to do registration when it's over, what, a half a pound, I believe.
Yes, I
up
think
to
so.
55 yeah. pounds. And if you register them before the 20th of January, you don't even pay the $5
right.
for 3 years.
Right. And there's a whole bunch of discussions now about how much or where can I fly the drones around my personal habitat. I mean, this just doesn't go to the Roomba. I mean, drones are really nice because, I mean, how many times do you drive down the road and say, gutter cleaning, free estimates and stuff like that? Well, you know, you could just take your drone and just fly it above your house and say, hey, I don't need my gutters cleaned this year.
Right, exactly. You know? There's a lot of stuff you could do around
your
house.
Or let it clean them.
That's my next point.
I'm thinking about what Ed's talking about. Number one, you wouldn't have to register it because you'd be flying it inside your own house.
Right.
So you wouldn't be out in airspace. You also wouldn't have to register it until the dust bag had more than 55 pounds of dirt in it.
Or the cat.
Well, when it's more than 55 pounds, then you have to register it as a aircraft. Right. And less than 55 pounds, you have to register it as a drone.
Now, did anyone here get a drone for Christmas or know of a relative that got a drone?
My grandson got one, yeah.
No, I didn't get one. I wanted one. But
I wanted one. I did get a fan, and the kid has a Roomba. Maybe I just duct tape them together.
Now, have you guys seen the internet videos that came out? And it was on the news, basically. It's a car that basically uses two of the fan motors to actually be able to climb walls.
Now, I know that's only CG, character generation.
No, it's not. That's really...
Are you sure?
Yes, because the fan actually... Yes, it works.
Oh, it does? Well,
yes. Basically, it's a four-wheel vehicle and has the two fans that allows it to...
Yeah.
And it uses the force to push it against the wall as well as propel it up. It's like the
VTOL.
So this is the
VTOL, vertical takeoff and landing?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. But this is like the first of real commercial use for a flying car.
Yeah.
It is. If it's real... Getty, are you sure...
Because I saw that it's got to be true.
That's what
Merci.
Bonjour.
But what you're pointing out, which is interesting, Ed, is some of the most exciting things that happen with technology are the combination of technologies that come together. And
someone finds a technology and they find an innovative way to apply it to something else. Like, you know, why not strap it on a skateboard and see if it'll climb a wall? And it works.
Yeah, one of the best ways to do innovation inside different industries is to take something that works in a different industry and adapt it to yours.
Right.
So I think, Ed, you're right on. Right? Yeah. We see that all the time where the combination of technologies is really, neither technology really takes off. This is, sorry for the pun. But neither of them takes off until you combine them. And then now you've got a product.
Of course, when you really think about it, I mean, years ago, no one ever thought, gee, let's take a computer and shove it into a phone. And that's what we have today.
Yeah. Good who point. Would have thought when they had a room you needed for an IBM that could ever be put together with a phone? And
yeah, put that thing in your pocket.
Did you ever use some of the early phones in the late 80s? Did you use them? I was working for a company
you
that gave
about like a bag phone?
A bag phone. Yeah. Exactly.
And that was very cool because it didn't have to be mounted in your trunk.
No,
right?
But I had one mounted in my trunk. I had one as well. And then when
I got
out... But,
the bag phone was now the next innovation,
That was the next step because I had my brand new... It was a Camaro that I got. My very first car. And they drilled a hole in the trunk for it. But I was anxious to get this new technology. So I had it. But it was the old, with the microphone with a button on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would be calling an operator. And the operator was the one then who would connect me to. So I'd say, operator, connect me to 3480, which happened to be the other person who was a field supervisor with me. And we would get in touch that way. But then we would communicate through the microphone.
Yeah.
But it was like an over and out kind of thing.
Kind of like the beginning of Nextel.
Yeah, exactly. And then after that, it moved to the bag phone.
Yeah,
you're
half
right.
Duplex instead of a full duplex. Yeah.
Eddie, one of the things you mentioned down here is homeowners being comfortable with the whole wireless networking thing. With the Internet of Things, we're getting down to where we're going to have to be network engineers in our houses, it looks.
Well, not really. I mean, they're starting to make routers now, wireless routers, that have touchscreens on them that have very simple interfaces. Oh. So, I mean, for under $100, you can buy yourself a new wireless router, dual band, right, with a touchscreen on it, and you set up the security that way. You can grant people access. You could push a button, find your wireless key, and
so it almost sounds like this is going to be the year of the router.
Well, I mean, what it is a lot of people now, because they're becoming so comfortable with wireless devices, that they're going to find. They're going out intentionally and finding stuff to put on there, like their nests, yeah, you know, for home security
or the front door lock. Or
it's going to be products that are going to drive that the wireless at home even bigger.
Yes,
like Nest and then that Philips lighting system.
Yes, Philips LED light bulbs. Oh. So what people are going to find that they're going to need to do is upgrade their wireless routers to support these multiple devices. Most people don't even realize it, but no. In my household, I have over 20 wireless devices that connect to my wireless router. And
wow.
The earlier generation, just a generation ago, I'm talking about wireless router generation, the most devices you can connect up to it is 12. Okay.
Wow. So how do you get that many?
Oh, you got your refrigerator, you got your Roku.
No, I mean you have tablets, you have my smartphone. Every time my smartphone comes into the house with four people, that's four smartphones that have Wi-Fi enabled,
that's
right?
True.
Yeah, then you have tablets, your PCs,
cable boxes.
You have your cable boxes, your wireless broadcast for your TVs.
Xbox, PlayStation 4,
easy.
I mean
20 devices.
And Amazon now has come up with this, was it the Echo? That one that sits in the kind of sits in the living room or kitchen, wherever it is.
Yeah.
You talk to it and it learns. Or
so this is what justifies what Michelle was talking about last week about Comcast getting 1 gigabit internet or higher bandwidth to, you know, come to homes, because
that's another interesting
you got so
ripple.
Much chewing it up.
That's
right.
Another interesting ripple.
And we had another
it.
Listener that posted on the internetadvisor.net website, and he says, I have all these wireless devices, but whenever I power on this one computer, my wireless streaming stops working. And I said, you need to either invest in a new wireless router that supports dual band, because you're probably an older device that's bringing everything down, including your wireless
streaming. Oh, that's right.
Streaming.
And that's that principle we learned that
it runs as fast as the lowest
as
common
denominator. Right,
slowest common denominator, yeah.
Or what the person did is they were statically had some static addresses on their printers that their router is issuing for the device.
Printers,
that's
you mentioned another. That's another thing that's hooked up wirelessly.
Yep.
Print. I have two printers that are hooked up, plus our cell phone.
All those parallel cables I ran through my walls all those years ago. I'm just kidding. I would not have done that.
Well, one of the things that I have heard along the lines of the Internet of Things is that there's a problem with protocols, having the same protocols for operation. That may become an issue, but definitely this is going to be the year of the router. Okay, thank you for that contribution.